Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Bobby McGraw for an encouraging message.
Well, hey guys, and welcome back to another edition of the Sugar Hill Church weekday podcast. Hey, thanks for taking a few minutes of your day to hang out with us. Our hope is that every single weekday would be helpful, that it would encourage you, and if so, that you would consider sharing these with a friend. Well, on Sundays around here at Sugar Hill Church, we've been in a series called Some Assembly Required, and it's all about relationships. Relationships can make us or break us. They can be some of the richest part of our lives, and they can be some of the most frustrating parts of our lives. These things called relationships are so important, but they often come with some assembly required. And so in week one, we talked about the power of friendship, the power of friendship. Week two was all about marriage. Well, this last week was about a topic that I think all of us could learn from, and it's this idea of conflict. Well, the Bible has a lot to say about conflict, and it has a lot to say about conflict resolution, but the problem is most of the time we don't pay attention to it. Most of the time we take to social media or we go to another group of friends and we try to build our case. But here's what the Bible says in Matthew 18, verses 15 through 17. It says, "If your brother sins against you, go and tell him his fault." In other words, don't go to social media. Don't go to your BFF. Don't go to somebody else. Go to the person. It says, go and tell them, go and tell him his fault between you and him alone. This is so powerful to start there. It says, if he listens to you, you have gained your brother. But if he does not listen, take one or two others along with you, that every charge may be established by the evidence of two or three witnesses. And if he refuses to listen to them, tell it to the church. And if he refuses to listen even to the church, let him be to you as a Gentile and a tax collector. Jesus has a lot to say about conflict resolution, going to the person, in person, alone, and speaking the truth in love. Well, how do you do that? How practically can we learn how to do this? What if we're on the other side of the table and somebody comes to us with a fault? Well, today I want to share with you an acronym that I found super helpful a few weeks ago, and it's called holding space. There's this idea of holding space when there's conflict, when somebody's pointing a finger at us and it looks like we're at fault. And one of the best things that we can do as leaders, as spouses, as parents, as just good human beings is actually to hold space. And the word space is an acronym that gives us some instruction on what to do. S-P-A-C-E, holding space. And the first letter, S, stands for stop. Just stop. The temptation is when somebody comes to us with some conflict, the temptation is for us to jump right in and to respond the way that they're coming to us. And so if they're coming from a place that I would call outside of the middle, if they're either going silent or they're getting overly aggressive, our temptation is to do the same thing in response. But one of the best things that you and I can do in the middle of conflict is simply to stop, to take a deep breath, to try to let our emotions subside a bit, to try to relax our faces so that we're not leaning into this in an unhealthy way. Just stop and pause and just give it a moment. That's the S in space. The P in space stands for probe, to probe. And so one of the best ways to enter into a healthy conflict resolution is to ask good questions, to say, tell me about that. Tell me what that was like. Tell me how what I said hurt you, and just begin to probe. And when the person is talking, practice this. Don't respond. Don't try to jump in. Don't try to defend. At this moment, just ask more questions. Say, can you tell me more about that? Can you tell me more about that? Can you tell me more? So stop, probe, and then the A stands for acknowledge. Acknowledgement is not the same thing as saying everything I did was wrong. Acknowledgement is to come alongside that person and to empathize with them, to say something along the lines of, that must have been difficult to hear, or that must have been a difficult circumstance, or I'm so sorry you've been carrying the weight of that all by yourself. You can acknowledge the emotional drain that that person has been feeling. The C stands for to confess. Now, in biblical terms, to confess means to say the same thing that God has said about something. Well, in this space, it's for us to say the same thing that that person that brought something to us said about it. Now, chances are, not everything they've said is true, not everything they've said is false. Usually, when it comes to conflict, there's an element of truth in there, and whatever that piece is that you can own, this is a great time to own it. To say, I'm so, so sorry. I did not mean that. So, so sorry. I can understand where I went off the rails on that, and to confess it. And then the last letter, E, is to explain. Now, this is the last one. Notice that it comes at the end of the list. It's not the first thing, because typically that's what we try to do. We try to explain on the front end of it. But what I found so helpful is at the end, to be able to say, after they've got it all out, after they've been able to clear the air, to say, would it be okay if I gave you an alternative perspective? Could I give you a little bit of context that maybe would help you sit with this a little bit better? That's what I mean by holding space, to stop, to probe, to acknowledge, to confess, and then lastly, to explain. And what I found is that if we'll hold space, if we'll walk towards it instead of walking away from it, that our relationships will be stronger and our confidence will be restored. Well, we're out of time for today, but thanks so much for taking a few minutes to jump on the weekday podcast. If there's anything we can join you in praying for, please drop us a note at prayer@sugarhillchurch.com. God bless.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the weekday podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9:30 and 11, and we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.